world. Amen. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Isn't that right? The world love its own. Jesus said, if you was of the world love its own. Amen. But the world don't love God's people. Amen. Thank you, sir. The world don't love God, and he doesn't love God's people. Amen. But God is good tonight, isn't it? And the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Hallelujah. God's faithful. I have some food for thought tonight. And then I've got a message. Now, the food for thought is, you know, I've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. So what I'm going to do tonight, I plan to take up the fruit of the Spirit as I go. I'll be preaching maybe other messages as God leads. I'm striving to be led by the Lord. But I'm going to deal with the fruit of the Spirit. Tonight, we're going to talk about joy. We did talk about love. But I'm just going to, this food for thought is going to be about joy tonight. The joy of the Lord is our strength, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, and we're living in a world that's cruel and cold and ungodly. But God's people, in the midst of all of the chaos and strife, we have peace, don't we?
Yes.
And we have joy. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that the joy might be full. We should be full of the joy of the Lord. So in the midst of all of this chaos and all, we have joy. My sweetheart, now we talked to a lady yesterday. We went to have our car cleaned, and there was a lady there that really, was broken and torn. She's on alcohol. And she really wanted to get off. She was weeping. And we prayed with her and talked with her. Her name is Cheryl, right? Pray for Cheryl. Pray for the lady named Cheryl, that God would set her free. You know, and we prayed that God would set her free. We gave her our phone number and all, you know, gave her a chance to call us. You know, if she needed anything, to call us. And we'll do it what we can to help her to get set free. Amen. When people are bound by alcohol and drugs and all of this, they're pitiful. They're in bad shape. They need help. Amen? And our help coming from the Lord, isn't that right? Which made heaven and earth. He would not suffer us to be moved, our feet to be moved, will he? Hallelujah. God will keep us. He'll keep us by the power of God if we will obey him. But we got to obey him. Isn't that right? We got to obey God. Amen. We got to obey him. Food for thought, joy tonight. Let's look at something on joy, about joy tonight. Let's see. Hallelujah. Joy. A happiness based on unchanging divine promises and eternal spiritual realities. It is the sense of well-being experienced by one who knows all is well between him or herself and the Lord. Amen? To know we have peace with God. That's what it's talking about. And 1 Peter 1:8. Joy is not the result of favorable circumstances or even occurs when those circumstances are the most painful and severe. John 16, verse 20 through 22. Joy is a gift from God, and as such, believers are not to manufacture it, but to delight in the blessings they already possess. Romans 14, 17, and Philippians 4, 4. The feeling of gladness based on the love, grace, blessing, promises, and nearness of God that belong to those who are true disciples of Christ. Psalms 119, verse 16, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10, 2 Corinthians 12, 9, and 1 Peter 1, 8. If you didn't get it out, let me go back. Amen. Let me go back. Amen. I went too fast. I'm sorry. I go back. Psalm 119, I'm sorry. Psalm 119, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 6:10, 2 Corinthians 12:9, 1 Peter 1:8. Yeah, 1 Peter 1:8. Isn't God good?
Amen.
He is so good. Hallelujah. Give God some praise tonight, saint. Give God some praise. Amen. Now tonight I'm going to talk about from the Gospel of John chapter 4. The Gospel of John chapter 4. Amen. And I want to read verses 1 through 4. John 4, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. God is so good. Amen. Amen. John 4, verse 1 through 4, yes. No, the Gospel of John. Yeah, amen, that is a good one, yeah. Amen, that's a good one. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Jesus. Fourth chapter, verses 1 through 4 is what we're going to talk about, start off tonight.
And therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, so Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go to Samaria.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the word of God, for thy word is pure and holy and just and righteous. Thy word, Lama, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, just have your way tonight, Lord. Just thank you for the great songs that were sung tonight, Lord. God, to praise thee, Lord. Now, Lord, help me tonight. Speak through these lips of clay. Have your way, Lord. Let your divine will be done in this service. We claim complete victory in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Now, it said Jesus must needs go through Samaria. Now, there were three different routes that he could have taken to get to Galilee. He was going from Jordan to Galilee. But he must needs go through Samaria. Well, he had to go through Samaria. It was God ordained. On one occasion, a disciple said to the Lord, said, "Master, eat." And Jesus said, "Hallelujah, my meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish his work." Amen. So he was eating, but it was that spiritual food. How many of y'all know? I mean, we got to eat physically to live in this physical body, but we got to eat spiritually. We got to have that spiritual food to survive spiritually. Isn't that right? Amen. We've got to have that. So Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish his work." Amen. He had to go through Samaria because it was God ordained. He had to go through Samaria to meet a woman, to engage with a woman that needed help. A woman that she was a sinner and she needed to be saved. Hallelujah. So he had to go to meet this woman. He had to go and meet her. Hallelujah. He must go through Samaria because it's the Father's will that he go through Samaria. Like I said, there were three different routes he could have taken. He could have gone along the coast. There was a route there that would have taken him into Galilee. And they say that route is still there today. He could have taken that route. And he could have gone through Peoria, P-E-R-A-E-A, which is on the other side of Jordan. He could have taken that route. And then he could go straight through Samaria, which he did. He took the route through Samaria. Now, the Jews and Samaritans didn't have no dealings. They didn't like each other. Isn't that right? Now, but the Samaritans was Jacob's seed. Amen. Now, if you search that out, you know, when Assyria came in and took the 10 tribes, they took the 10 tribes to Assyria, but they left some people there. They didn't take them all. And what happened is the Samaritans and the Jewish people, they got together, they married, intermarried. And so the Jewish people didn't like that. Some of them called them half-breeds, you know, that they really wasn't true Jews. So therefore, that's the reason why the Jews and Samaritans didn't have no much dealing, because they didn't like each other. But Jesus went through Samaria. Now most Jews went around. They took one of the other routes if they was going to Galilee. But see, Jesus had a mission. Amen. Isn't that right? He came to do the will of his Father. And he didn't let nothing short-circuit him. Amen? But he followed the will of God. And saints of God, we can do the same thing, can't we? Amen. We can follow the will of God. He wants us to do that. And I'm thanking God for these morning services that we have on Sunday morning. Great service again this morning, wasn't it? God moved by his Spirit. Amen. But let's pray tonight that he had moved tonight by his Spirit. Because God, you know, God haven't changed, have he? And he's the same God. He loves us all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Thank God. Jesus must needs go through Samaria. And he took the route through Samaria. He went through Samaria. He went into Samaria. Now, verse 5. Let's go on. Verse 5. You stopped at verse 4. Let's go to verse 5. Gospel. Now, Jacob gave a portion of ground to his son Joseph. Now, Joseph, we know about Joseph, don't we? Joseph was sold into Egypt. His brothers was jealous of him. He was a dreamer. And you know, he didn't use wisdom in telling those dreams and all. But anyway, they sold him into Egypt. And God bless Joseph went through a lot of suffering, didn't he? He suffered, wrongfully suffered, but he didn't throw up his hands. See, when you suffer for righteousness' sake, don't throw up your hands.
Rejoice.
Amen, rejoice. Hallelujah. We need to rejoice and thank God. Amen. For counting us worthy to go through, isn't that right? Counting us faithful. But Joseph, he did a lot of good, didn't he? You know, God showed Pharaoh dreams, a couple of dreams, you know. Showed him dreams where it was going to be famine. In other words, when Joseph interpreted, he let him know it was going to be 7 years of famine, 7 years of plenty, and 7 years of famine. Isn't that right? And it happened as he said. But Joseph was a wise man. Pharaoh set Joseph over the, said, you take care of it. You appoint people to do what needs to be done. And Joseph did. They stored up grain, didn't they? They stored it up. Hallelujah. And when the famine came, the people was able to survive. Even Joseph's family came down to Egypt, didn't they? Amen. He sent for them. But Joseph, he died down there. But before Joseph died, listen to what he said. He knew God was going to deliver his people out of Egypt and take them to the promised land. He said, when you go out, carry up my bones. Isn't that right? You carry, take my bones out of here. Because they buried him there somewhere, but you carried my bones. And they carried up his bones and they buried him here in this parcel of ground that Jacob gave to Joseph. Amen? Hallelujah. They carried up his bones. Isn't that something? He didn't want to stay down there with the sinners. He wanted to be where God was, although his bones, no doubt, was bleached. But he would. They took him. They honored his request. Amen. Let's look at verse 6.
Now Jacob wept there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat down on the well, and it was about 6 hours.
All right. Is that the end of the sixth verse, right?
Yes.
Amen. About the 6th hour. Now, the 6th hour... In Roman time, it would have been 6 o'clock in the evening. But we're going by Jewish time here. It was 12 o'clock noon. And the sun was beaming down. there. And Jesus went and sat on the well because he had a mission. And the woman came, a woman of Samaria came while he was sitting down the well. And Jesus, you know, Jesus is a man of love and compassion, isn't he? And he loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And Jesus, the way he won sinners was through love. Amen. Isn't that right? Remember when they brought that woman caught in adultery to Jesus? And they told him, said, now Moses in the law says such and one should be stoned. But what do you say about it? Isn't that right? And Jesus knew how to deal with the devil. The devil's a liar. Isn't that right? When the devil come up to Jesus, he's shaking, trembling. You better believe he's trembling and shaking. Hallelujah. They said, but what do you say about it? And Jesus stooped down and began to write on the ground. So what did he write? I don't know. That's his business what he wrote. But he knew what to write. Hallelujah. And he got up and he said to them, and while no doubt they had stones in their hand ready to stone that woman to death, some of them devils. And Jesus said, the one that is without sin among you, anybody among you that don't have sin, you cast the first stone. And they start dropping them rocks. They start dropping them stones. Boop, boop, boop. You better believe they start dropping them. Thank God, because there was nobody there that was worthy to stone the woman. And Jesus told her, say, she said, I have no accuser, Lord. Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go in peace now and sin no more. See, he cautioned her, didn't he? Go in peace, but don't sin no more. Get away from sin. In other words, get right with God. Get saved. That's the only way we're going to not be able to sin no more, is to get right with God. Amen. But here Jesus, as the woman of Samaria, Jesus knew how to deal with her. And what did Jesus say to her? What did Jesus say to the woman of Samaria? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give me a drink of water. Give me to drink. See, Jesus asked her for a favor. Give me a drink of water is what Jesus said to her. Give me to drink. Now, Jesus was weary with his journey. He was human just like you and me. And the word weary, I've heard said how that it meant bone tired. He was tired and thirsty. He wanted a drink of water. So he asked this woman of Samaria. Now it wasn't common for the Jews to do this now. But she wasn't dealing with just any man. She was dealing with Jesus. That's right. She was dealing with the Son of God. Amen. And the Son of God that loved her soul. Amen. He's rich in mercy and love, isn't he? Amen. He's rich in mercy. He's rich in love. And he loved the woman's soul. Amen. To the extent that he took time to go and sit on that hot well. He could have took another route into Galilee. He was going from Jordan to Galilee. He could have took another route, but he went through Samaria to meet this woman so she could get right with him to save her soul. What would Jesus see when it comes to saving souls? That there's no limit to what God will do. Isn't that right? If people want to be saved, God will make sure they get saved. Isn't that right? Because we pray for our loved ones. We pray for people and people that's sincere and hard, that repent of their sin, turn to God, want to get right with God. God will save them. Jesus said he will not turn anybody away that come unto him. Isn't that right? He won't turn them away. But thank God, if you come to God with a repentant heart and you want to be right with God, he'll save you and make you a witness for him. Make you a son or a daughter of God. Isn't that right? And we need that today and time. We need to stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Amen. You soldiers of the cross. We're soldiers tonight in a royal army. How many of y'all know that? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Bible said the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus came to the earth. He tabernacled among us. He walked the earth, walked about us, among us, and he did the will of the Father. He did the will of the Father. He didn't make no mistakes. Hallelujah. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The God of eternity came down to this earth. Amen. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He pitched his tent among us and dwelt among us. Now, this woman came to the well about 12 o'clock, noon. Now, back there, it was customary for the women to go and draw water. But they didn't go at noon. They went early in the morning or in the evening. But why did she go at 12? Well, because she didn't have much of a reputation with the women there, with the lifestyle she was living. So she didn't want to meet up with a group of women, you know, there, because she felt that they would, you know, ridicule her. So she went at a time, about like Nicodemus, you know, he came to Jesus at night. This woman went at noontime when the sun was burned down hot, and the other women, they wasn't about to go out there in that hot sun. But Jesus was there to talk to this lady, to help her out, to give her the strength she needed. He knew exactly what to say to her. The Bible says, he that wins souls is what? Wise. Isn't that right? Amen. It takes the wisdom of God to win souls. You just can't talk to people any kind of way. And I've seen some people trying to witness to folks, and they go to them, first thing they say, that if they're not ready to meet God, they say, you're going to hell. Well, lots of them probably know that. You know, if they believe the Bible, they probably know that. But that's not the way you win souls, is it? No, you love people. Thank God. So you say, God love you, and I love you. Isn't that right? And just like yesterday, we talked to that lady, Cheryl. We told her and how God loved her, and we prayed with her. Thank the Lord. And God's good. And pray for the people that came this morning. That was our mailman, the postman. Yeah, his name is Ray. He's our mailman. He's a short guy. And he's been on that route a long time, a lot of years. We talked to him at that. But thank God they came. His wife been pretty sick. He's been telling us about his wife was sick. She got prayer this morning. Yes. See, God's healing, isn't it? God's healing. God is delivering. You better believe he is. We're praying that God, that we'll see signs, wonders, and miracles, haven't we? And we're seeing them. We are seeing them. We're seeing God is moving by his spirit. But our main thing is we want to see God save souls. Isn't that right? We want to see souls come in. Because people, see, eternity is long. Hell is hot and eternity is long. And I tell you one thing, once breath passed out of the body, you don't have no other chance to get saved. Right. Isn't that right? No other chance to get saved once breath passed out of the body. So therefore, we need to be up and about our Father's business. Amen. Being true witnesses for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen to this. This year is almost out. Yeah. How many souls have we really, you know, helped get in? You know, we can witness, you know, the Bible said how one plant, another watereth, but it's God that gives the increase. But let's make sure we do our planting. Isn't that right? Make sure we plant the seed when we have opportunity to. Plant the seed. Amen. And then see, God will send somebody else to water it. You know, we might plant a seed here, and God sends somebody else over to water that seed, but it's God that gives the increase. And let's pray that we'll be in God's will, doing God's will. Amen. Whatever he wants us to do, then we'll do that. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God give the increase. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes, she did. She sure did. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Hallelujah. Look at verse 7. Jesus went and sat on the way, all right? Verse 7, what does it say? Give me a drink. Amen. Give me a drink. Hallelujah. She was a dissolute woman. In other words, she was living an evil lifestyle. And she was rude and immoral. She was at the time she came to Jesus now. Jesus asked a favor of her. He appeals to her sympathy. He is thirsty and asks for a drink. What condescension on his part. What love, what compassion Jesus had. He is the water of life. And he asked her for a drink of water. Amen? That just shows how he loved us. He loved us. He was given a chance to come to him. But he knew the right words. Didn't he? He does know the right words. Verse 8. Let's read that one. His disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Now, the Samaritans and the Jews, they were pretty critical of each other. But now, Jesus let his disciples go and buy meat. But listen to this. Jesus totally, he rejects the Jewish prejudice which considered the Samaritans' food to be unclean. And some felt like it was like swine's flesh. They felt that way. They had some bad blood toward each other, the Jews and Samaritans. Hallelujah. But Jesus knew all of this, but he hadn't steal. He was there on a mission. He was there to get this woman saved, give her that living water. Saints, that living water. The Bible says this, how there should be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Isn't that right? And we have that well of water springing up, don't we? By the Spirit of God. As we live holy, as we live pure, as we seek God, hallelujah, that well of water, it's out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. The Bible said, this spake ye of the Spirit, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And they flow, don't they? You better believe that water flowed through us, in us, and through us to be a blessing to somebody else. God doesn't save us to sit around on a stool to do nothing. Amen. Does he? He doesn't. Some people think God saved them to sit down and twiddle their thumbs and say, God's going to do it. God, no, God's not going to do it all. Right. We got our part to do and God to do his part. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is with us while we be with him. Amen. Another, the Bible said, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Amen. That's right. Isn't that right? God's not going to just pour stuff down on some people think God just going to pour. They're going to be sitting around doing nothing, then maybe watching TV all day. And just, that's what I'm saying? God's not going to just pour his goodness down on you when you're doing that. No. We got to want God. We got to want him more than we want anything else. And you got to have a hunger and thirst for God. Amen. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be what?
Filled.
Filled with what? His love, his mercy, his compassion. Amen. His righteousness. God will fill us up if we want to be full. But we got to want it. Amen. Thank God. We got to want it. So Jesus talked to the woman of Samaria. Amen. Verse 9. Look at verse 9. What did it say? So see, here she makes this racial distinction. It is said that the Samaritans would sell to the Jews, but they wouldn't drink from the same vessel that they drank from. They were something else. They had bad blood toward each other. Jesus deals with her very skillfully and sympathetic, but he also talks with her forcefully and faithfully. He did not talk to her He didn't talk to her about integration or civil rights. He appealed to her. He appealed to her, and I got this here. Oh, boy. In other words, he knew she was thirsty. Hallelujah. He was thirsty, and she was thirsty, too. But he had to bring it out, didn't he? He had to bring her thirst out. And he knew how to. Verse 10, what did it say? Verse 10. Living water. Isn't that something? She didn't know anything about this living water. But here Jesus stopped by Samaria to talk to her about living water. He stopped in Samaria to give her living water. Amen? I guess he knew she needed it. See, people, when they're not saved, they're lost. Isn't that right? And lost people go to hell. You know, that's a term we don't like. We don't maybe use a lot, but it's true. Amen. But as Pastor Venema brought out this morning, hallelujah, he brought the word this morning, letting us know about the wrath of God. Amen. We hear a lot about the goodness of God, and God is good, and God is love, and God, you know, all. But he also God is hallelujah. He taught us something about the wrath of God, amen. And the wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience. Isn't that right?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. God hate. He spoke about how the. God hate a proud look. Says, these six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven. An abomination unto him. And the top of God's list is what? Pride. A proud look. Isn't that right?
Amen.
A lying tongue. My. Glory. And he went on down. And the last one is about the one that's so discord among the brethren. Isn't that right?
Amen.
God hate these things. Isn't that right? But so what God hate, we should hate.
Amen.
What God love, we should love. And if we walk close to God, that will be in us. We will love what God love and hate what God hate.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus is talking to the woman of Samaria here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he knew exactly what to say. She's talking about hallelujah. 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 The whole point here is that this woman is thinking in terms of the physical. Her thinking could get no higher than the water level down in the well. At this point now. So Jesus had to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She identifies herself with Jacob. She does this purposely as racially the Samaritans were Jacob's descendants. You check that out. Yeah, they were. Who had intermarried with people from the north following the Assyrian captivity of Israel in 721 B.C. Hallelujah. So she knew this, and so she tried to use that against Jesus. That's not going to work against Jesus. Look at verses 13 and 14. What does it say here?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Thank God. So we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What does that sign say? Worship with us, learn with us, grow with us. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do. Isn't that right? Man, we're living in the last days, and people are looking to see God. Isn't that right? They're looking to see God and things of God. And how are they going to see God? In us, isn't that right?
Amen.
They see God in us. We reach out in love.
Amen.
Because we love God. And when you love God, you love people, won't you?
Amen.
The Bible says he that loveth God loveth his fellow man.
Yep.
Isn't that right? So you can't love God and not love your brother.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's
If you say you love God and hate, if you say you love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother whom you have seen, what the Bible says, you're a liar. And see, God didn't miss no words, did he? He spoke plain. He spoke very plain. Why? Because he loved us. He loved us. See, love, hallelujah, will reach down. Isn't that right? And help us. And see, God knows what we need. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. God is faithful, saints. He's a loving God. And we need to stand up for what's right. You know, there's a lot of compromising going on today. Isn't that right? I mean, a lot of ministers won't stand up for, they won't stand up for what's right. They won't stand up for truth. A lot of them won't. A lot of them won't stand up for truth because the deacon say, look, now, if they preach a pretty strong message, the deacon say, look, now, you last week you stepped on Sister Sookie's toe. You better go and apologize. Amen. I mean, some of them are just that weak need. No backbone. They're like a jellyfish. They say a jellyfish don't have a backbone. Go in with the tide, not with the tide. Hallelujah. But thank God, not God's true people, not God's true ministers, not God's true saints. God's true saints will stand for truth. Want that right? They'll live holy and pure and tell it like it is. Hallelujah. Look the devil in the eye and tell him he's a liar and the father of a lie. And tell him that God is faithful. As Pastor Benham said, we're living in a faulty body, in a fallen world, but our God is faithful. And we want to come up. We want to come up to the place. Thank God. Psalms 133. We want to come to this place. And Pastor Venables mentioned it this morning. This is where we want to come to. The Psalms 133. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for his goodness and grace and mercy. Thank him for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. We're the children of God. Hallelujah. And he wants us to let a light shine in this dark world. Psalms 133, what does it say here? Beginning at verse 1.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
It is like the precious ornament upon the head.
It's like the precious ornament upon the head. Beard. That ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. That went down to the skirt of his garment. Read. As the dew of Hermon.
As the dew that descended upon the mount of Zion.
For there the Lord commandeth the blessing. Even life forevermore. So we want to, as Pastor Benjamin was saying this morning, we want to get to that place where we'll come into that place. Thank God where God will command his blessings. Amen. Isn't that right? That's what God wants. That's what God is calling us to. Into the place where he will command his blessings upon us. Hallelujah. He want to do it. But we got to come into that place. Isn't that right? We have. We've got to be more like him. Walk close to him. Amen. First, where do we stop at? John 4. Look at verse 15. Now we're in Gospel of John. Gospel of John. Yeah. Now, she's thirsty for spiritual water, but then, because he had quenched the thirst, but then her thinking goes right back down into the well again. Isn't that something? she goes right back into the well. In other words, give me this water. I want the spiritual water. I want water where I want to come back here and draw no more. But that's not what, hallelujah. All right, verse 16. Go call your husband. See, Jesus, go call your husband, come hither. See, Jesus knew all about it, didn't he?
Amen.
He knew her situation. But you see how lovingly he treated her?
Yes.
How kind he treated her? Amen. The Bible said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Isn't that right? Amen. Love and kindness, my God. Bible said, be ye kind one to another. God wants us to serve one another. My God, love and kindness. Isn't that right? He does. Not rough and my. Glory be to God. When we're really Christians, and the disciples were called Christians, were first at Antioch. Why? Why did you call them Christians? Because they were Christ-like. They walked like Christ-like. Like Christ did, didn't they? They followed his step. They did the same thing Christ did. And they called them Christians. Thank God. And we are Christians today. Followers of Christ. Learners of Christ. Doers of Christ. Doing what he does. Following him. Following his step. He that say he abideth in him ought himself also so to what? To walk even as he walked, the word of God said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Walk as he walked. Follow his step. Do his will. Amen. So here Jesus is talking to the woman here in verse, glory be to God, verse 16. Go call thy husband and come hither. Listen to this now. Although the water is available for her, it's available for all, there is a condition to be met. There must be a thirst. We need a thirst. We must recognize that we're sinners. Isn't that right? Before we can get this water, the Lord says to her, go call your husband. She became flippant or disrespectful. She came flippant or disrespectful when he said that to her. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast had five husbands, right? And the one you have now is not your husband. For thou hast had five husbands, to whom thou now hast is not your husband. In that you truly said you have no husband, because she was in adultery. Living in adultery. She had had five husbands. Now she was living with a man in adultery. When we come to the Lord, we must deal with sin, with our sin. Isn't that right? All secrets must come out before him. He know them anyway, doesn't he? Better believe me. Can't hide nothing from God. I mean, people think they can, but no. Very mistaken, very badly mistaken. She was a sinner. The woman was shocked into reverence. But she wanted to change the subject by opening a religious argument. Hallelujah. All right. So verse 19, she wants to start a religious argument. See what it said. What does verse 19 say?
I
see that you're a prophet. Go ahead. Now, see here, she's talking about worship here now. She wants this religious thing. Our father worshiped in this mountain.
And he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
Amen. The hour cometh when you shall not in this mountain or in Jerusalem worship the Father. What?
You worship, you know not.
What?
What?
See, they didn't know what they didn't. Hallelujah. You worship, you know not. What? Read.
We know that we worship.
We know what we worship.
Salvation is of the Jews.
Now, when Jesus came to his own, he came to the Jews first, didn't he?
Amen.
He came to the Jews first. And they a lot of them rejected him. Since the Jews rejected him, he turned to the Gentiles, didn't he? Hallelujah. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God,
Amen.
To them that believed on his name. Isn't that right? He gave them power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. And we know the first Gentile family was Cornelius and his household. Isn't that right? God broke down that middle wall of partition. Hallelujah. We all can be saved. All can be saved. Jews, Gentiles, bond free. Amen. Oh, amen. It can be saved if we come to the Lord. But it's one way. Only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other way. People are trying all kind of ways to get saved. Amen. They say, well, I had somebody do these seven things, you know. No, don't tell me that. Go by what the Word of God say. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Amen. One way to God. That's through Jesus Christ. Our only way to God is through Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And he's calling today, tonight. He's calling. He's calling sinners to repentance. Amen. And so we need to be up and about our Father's business, doing his will. I'm going to stop right there on that tonight. But we need to be up about our Father's business, doing his will. Amen. Daily. Daily. Because we know he's coming soon. But what is he coming after? A church. Isn't that right? A church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's coming after people that's looking for him. He's coming after people that's ready to meet him. That's who he's coming after. Amen. Isn't that right? So that's the reason why that day, he's coming not to overtake us in darkness. He's not coming to us as a thief. Isn't that right? But thank God, because we're looking for him. Hallelujah. And sometimes we desire to go home. Don't we? Yes, we do. We desire to, because this old world is a hard place. Isn't that right? But amen. But Jesus said, I'll never leave nor forsake. He's enough. In fact, he's more than enough. I want you to play that song about that. Yeah, he's more than enough. Isn't that right? He's more than enough to take care of every situation. But we got to give it to him. See, we hallelujah. My God. Well, we'll do a lot of time. We'll come in church. But the burden, you know, this is spiritually now. This, you know, you can't see it physically, but it's spiritually. They come in with that burden. Just barely can make it. Barely can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. But now, you're not supposed to, you don't have to walk out with that burden, do you? You come in, my God, you come into God's house, and you're sincere. When you go out of here, thank God, you should be able to be standing tall because the Lord has lifted that burden. Haven't he done that? And that's what he wants to do for his people. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Saints, pray for souls. Pray that God save souls. Pray that God save souls. Thank God for that service. Put that song on. Thank God for the service this morning. Amen. A great service. God's doing some mighty things in the morning services. Yes, he is. So let's follow on to know the Lord. Let's don't draw back. Let's follow on. Let's go with God. Follow him. Continue in the word that we'll be his disciples indeed. And hallelujah, we know the truth and the truth will make us free. Isn't God faithful? Isn't God faithful? Amen. He's so faithful and true. Help us to love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.